episode 730 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Psalm 131 is one of the shorter psalms, in the Book of Psalms, consisting of only 3 verses. It is a psalm of David, and is classified as one of the Songs of Ascents. The Songs of Ascents, recorded in Psalms 120-134, were likely sung by the Israelites as they made their pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the major religious festivals. Psalm 131 is a profound expression of humility before God. David, despite being a king, with vast responsibilities and challenges, portrays a picture of contentment and trust in the Lord, much like a weaned child with its mother. Some scholars and commentators believe it might have been written during David's earlier years, when he was on the run from King Saul. This was a time when David had to rely heavily on God for protection and guidance, learning humility and trust the hard way. Others think it may have been penned during his kingship, after experiencing the weight of leadership and the need for God's wisdom. This is the New King James Version of the psalm. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forever. In the hustle and bustle of modern life, it's easy to get caught up in the pursuit of more success, more money, more recognition, more things. Our hearts may become proud, and our eyes may become lofty, as we strive for greatness and seek to elevate ourselves above others. But in the midst of our ambition, we often lose sight of what truly matters. We can become consumed with great matters and things too profound for us, to the detriment of our peace and contentment. The psalmist, in this case David, in Psalm 131, offers a profound and refreshing perspective. He acknowledges that he has intentionally chosen to not be haughty or lofty. He has chosen not to concern himself with matters that are beyond his understanding. Instead, he has found contentment in a place of humility, like a weaned child resting with its mother. This image of a weaned child is significant. Unlike a nursing infant who fusses and cries for its mother's milk, a weaned child has learned to be satisfied with other sources of nourishment and can rest peacefully in the mother's arms. There are several indicators in the Psalms that David found contentment in God. In many of his Psalms, David expresses his trust in God as his protector, provider, and the source of his salvation. He writes about taking refuge in God, highlighting a sense of security and satisfaction in God's care. David's Psalms are filled with praise for God's goodness, faithfulness, and love. He frequently acknowledges God's blessings in his life, suggesting a heart that is content with what God has provided. David often writes about his desire to be in God's presence, valuing it above all else. In Psalm 27 verse 4, he says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple." Such statements reflect a heart that finds contentment in God's presence. Despite facing many trials, including fleeing from his enemies and dealing with personal sin, David consistently speaks of his confidence in God's plan for his life. In Psalm 31 verse 5, he says that he knows that his times are in God's hands, indicating a contentment in God's sovereignty. Many of David's psalms are prayers of thanksgiving. He thanks God for his blessings, protection, and provision, indicating a contented and grateful heart. In Psalm 23, David speaks of God as his shepherd, who leads him beside quiet waters and restores his soul. He writes about finding rest and contentment in God's care. David frequently speaks of finding joy in God. In Psalm 16 verse 11, he writes, "You make known to me the path of life, in your presence, there is fullness of joy, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." This shows that his contentment is rooted in his relationship with God. David acknowledges God as the source of all his needs. In Psalm 23 verse 1, he declares, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," indicating that he finds contentment in God's provision. Overall, the themes of trust, praise, gratitude, and joy that pervade David's Psalms indicate that he finds contentment in his relationship with God, regardless of his circumstances. This psalm points us to a deeper spiritual truth. Just as a weaned child finds contentment and rest with the child's mother, we can find true contentment and rest in Jesus Christ. It's a contentment that goes beyond our circumstances, beyond our achievements, and beyond our worldly possessions. When we come to Jesus with a humble and trusting heart, like a weaned child, we can find rest for our souls. We can let go of our restless striving for more and our endless quest for self-elevation. In Jesus, we can find a contentment that the world cannot offer and cannot take away. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul writes about the contentment he finds in Christ. This is what he writes in Philippians 4 verses 11 to 13. "I have learned in whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere, and in all things, I have learned both to be full, and to be hungry, both to abound, and to suffer need. I can do all things, through Christ who strengthens me." Paul's contentment is not dependent on his circumstances, whether he has plenty or is in need. He has learned to be content in every situation because his contentment is rooted in Jesus. He knows that Christ is his ultimate source of strength and satisfaction. The world offers many things that promise to bring contentment and happiness, but they often fall short and leave us wanting more. They can become great matters that consume our attention and energy, causing us to lose sight of what truly matters. The contentment that Jesus offers is different. It's a contentment that is rooted in a relationship with him. It's a contentment that comes from knowing that we are loved and accepted by God, not because of our achievements or possessions, but because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. In Jesus, we can find the peace and contentment that our hearts long for. We can rest in his arms like a weaned child cradled by a mother. We can let go of our striving for more and find satisfaction in him. So, let's learn from the psalmist. Let's humble our hearts, quiet our souls, and find contentment in Jesus. Let's let go of our restless striving for great matters and things too profound for us, and rest in the arms of our loving Savior. Elizabeth Elliot was a Christian author and speaker, known for her missionary work and for penning books about her experiences, particularly her account of the death of her husband, missionary Jim Elliot, at the hands of the Warani people in Ecuador. She once wrote, "The world looks for happiness through self-assertion. The Christian knows that joy is found in self-abandonment. If a man will let himself be lost for my sake, Jesus says, he will find his true self." Father, we thank you for the contentment and rest that can be found in Jesus. Help us to let go of our restless striving for more and find true satisfaction in him. Teach us to humble our hearts and quiet our souls like weaned children with their mothers. May we find peace and contentment in your presence, knowing that we are loved and accepted by you because of what Jesus has done for us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.